summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Ben. Let's look at the central banks around the world, specifically the US and Australia, because bets of a June rate hike in the US have increased in recent days. And over in Australia, the RBA has left the door open for more rate cuts. So do you think that this is likely in both countries? And what impact do you see from the deepening divergence?
Well, good morning, Melissa. It's an interesting place to start, but one that everyone wants to talk about is central bank, anticipated central bank action. So, starting with the Fed in the US, June, to my mind, looks a little bit too early. Now, I know the Fed members have been saying it's a live meeting and there's the possibility that they might act. I just think, you know, maybe look at July or August even, possibly pushing out even to September. Now, I know Janet Yellen's delivering some commentary on Friday night in the US session, so we'll watch those comments quite closely. But, you know, with a potential Brexit and other things playing out between now and then, I think that we're just putting the cart before the horse by a month or two. But, there's rate rises coming. There's no two ways about that. And anyone that's going to, you know, throw the toys out of the cot, so to speak, because there's rate rises coming. Well, you've had 2 years, you know, at least 18 months to prepare for this. So I'm just relieved that the market is cheering the good data in the US, that, you know, they're finding a lot more comfort with the fact that, we're going to be seeing at least one, possibly two rate rises between now and the end of the year. And, you know, that's pretty much, I mean, the Fed was talking four at the beginning of the year. That was always looked a little bit stretched. But, two, it still sees rates at incredibly low levels. If that's going to prevent anyone from taking any action or making any investments or, you know, not buying certain stocks on equity markets because they've raised the cash rate by 25 basis points or 50 basis points, then, I think that's getting a little bit ridiculous because they're still very close to emergency settings anyway.
Okay.
Historic lows. Yeah.
So if that's in the US, then what about in Australia? So if the Fed does in the US raise a rate hike once, at least once or twice this year, what about in Australia with the door open for more rate cuts?
I think it really depends on inflation here. I mean, the Fed will be essentially doing a lot of the heavy lifting for the RBA here anyway. If they hike rates, it's going to have a downwards impact on our currency just naturally. If we cut again, obviously there'd be an acceleration in terms of losses on the Australian dollar, and I think that's what's being priced in at the moment by traders of the Aussie dollar. Inflation was at alarmingly low levels, the last print, and we want to see the next print, I think, before the RBA makes up its mind. I don't think that for the next month or two the cash rate is going anywhere, but the bias, there's a distinct easing bias. So, that's good news for our exporters at the very least.
Well, ANZ seems to think the Aussie dollar is still overvalued. And in fact, it's lost its safe haven status, they say, so to speak. In fact, they're calling 50 US cents to the Aussie dollar. Do you agree with that call?
No. 50 cents might look a little bit sharp on the downside. Certainly beginning with a six handle. I mean, I'm just looking at it now, 71.8. I think it's headed lower from there, I think we can safely say. 50 cents, probably not for a little while, I wouldn't have thought. But you never know. You never know. Like, if the US continues to move in one direction, and the RBA here domestically moves in another direction, then fundamentally, obviously, the currency has to be headed lower. So it's a work in progress, but 50 might just look a little bit too low just as it stands right now.
Okay, well, as things stand at the moment, if a Malaysian investor is looking at the Australian market, what would you consider a sector that could be appealing for them?
Well, we're in the midst of an election here at the moment, so obviously, you know, stocks in the discretionary retail space don't look as attractive while there's a little bit of uncertainty, but certainly a space that I've been watching for, well, pretty much coming out of the GFC has been the healthcare space. Now, it doesn't yield a lot, so, you know, anyone looking for a nice return in terms of a yield is probably going to be a little bit disappointed, but certainly capital growth is all the rage for, you know, some of these companies. There's one called Certex, which is trying to find medication to treat liver cancer, and, you know, obviously with an eye on the future there to you know, maybe one day even cure it. But, you know, that's obviously might be getting a little bit excited in terms of the company's credentials. CSL is another one that's just been a perennial outperformer. They've got influenza shots and very big in Europe and in the US. And there's a host of other names. Obviously, with the graying population here in Australia, the fundamentals just really suit some of the healthcare and hospital providers. So that would sort of be a good place to start. And obviously, the defensive style earnings means that, you know, no matter what gets upset in terms of the apple cart in global affairs, they're still going to be able to, you know, defend those earnings quite well. So that would probably be my first place to start in terms of a shopping spree.
Well, you know, Ben, in our previous chats, you've also mentioned healthcare. In fact, you said you like the exposure that the healthcare sector has to the growing Chinese consumer, middle class consumers.
Yes, absolutely. We've got there's another one that's had a very, very big run. I don't know how many percent, hundreds and hundreds of percent in terms of the gains in the last year or two, has been a stock called Blackmores. That they're a vitamin producer, and the Chinese just can't get enough. They've got an insatiable appetite with this growing middle class. And interestingly, the best form of advertising they've ever done, the tennis player Li Na, came home, and, you know, the media was there, was a scrum of media, and her handbag dropped open, and all these Blackmore vitamins just fell all over the airport, and everyone was scrambling to see what they were, taking photos. It was the best piece of advertising Blackmores could have ever hoped for, because now everyone that follows Li Na absolutely loves Blackmores vitamins. So that was a big story of last year, and the company's just gone from strength to strength since there. But you're right, you know, taking advantage of that growing Chinese middle class has been absolutely terrific for some of these healthcare names.
All right, thanks for your time, Ben. That was Ben Lebrun, market analyst at Options Express in Australia.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!